You know, there's nothing like a really good novel. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two such rare books, combining great stories with even better protagonists. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I'm just on cloud nine about these two fantastic novels, the first from one of our great ladies of fiction, the other from a debut novelist, both about coming of age as a woman in our modern world. I didn't love Meg Wolitzer's last book, The Interestings, as much as some people did, but The Female Persuasion has won me back. The fun starts as early as the dedication page. It lists eight female literary mentors, among them Nora Ephron, Mary Gordon, and the author's mother, Hilma Wolitzer. This dedication goes right to the theme of the book, mentorship and influence among women. From there, Wolitzer entertains us with her signature witty phrase-making. Our protagonist, Greer Kadetsky, is starting her freshman year at an undistinguished college in Connecticut. The boys there use a body spray called Stadium, which seemed to be half pine sap, half A1 sauce, and the walls are the disturbing color of hearing aids. Fortunately, after 7 weeks of misery, a famous feminist named Faith Frank comes to speak on campus. Wolitzer has a good time with this character. In the 1970s, we learned, she founded a magazine called Bloomer, a less famous little sister to Ms., and Frank herself has been described as a couple of steps down from Gloria Steinem. Like Steinem, she has a sexy fashion signature, in her case, high suede boots in a variety of colors. Based on a connection made that night after the lecture in the ladies' room, this iconic woman ends up becoming Greer's mentor. But the novel doesn't present a simplistic, idealized view of either mentorship or friendship. Competitiveness, resentment, and moral compromise run side by side with nobler instincts, handled in a way that doesn't make the characters less likable, only more real. The Female Persuasion is the best kind of social novel, a wonderful book about relationships set against a backdrop of principles, movements, and change. Prepare to fall in love with Lida, the wickedly relatable protagonist of Jana Kasale's The Girl Who Never Read Noam Chomsky, a book that examines the interior life of a millennial everywoman as she matures over the decades. When we first meet Lida, she's a college student studying writing in Boston, dealing with her annoying friendships with women, her unsatisfying encounters with men, and the loneliness and self-doubt at the heart of it all. This is achieved by juxtaposing exterior descriptions with Lida's inner monologue. At one point, she's in a department store dressing room, miserably trying on bathing suits. She has told the obnoxious sales girl several times that her name is Lida, but the woman insists on calling her Lisa, shouting, "Lisa, how are the sizes working for you?" "Fine. I'll kill you, Karen. I'll kill you right now, so help me God." We follow Lida as she embarks on her first serious relationship, moving across the country for her partner's career. One of the most moving parts of the book is when she becomes a mother, and we can see how she has matured in the way she raises her own child. The depiction of Lida's connection to both her mother and her daughter are filled with a love and warmth rare in contemporary fiction. I did a little research on this writer on the internet and found an old article from her hometown paper that explained that from a very young age she had to stop going to school because of a severe case of chronic fatigue syndrome, but finally, after earning a GED, went to Emerson and Oxford on writing scholarships. This makes her debut at age 34 a very special achievement.
The books are The Female Persuasion by Meg Wolitzer and The Girl Who Never Read Noam Chomsky by Jana Kasale. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.
You know, there's nothing like a really good novel. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick has two such rare books, combining great stories with even better protagonists. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I'm just on cloud nine about these two fantastic novels, the first from one of our great ladies of fiction, the other from a debut novelist, both about coming of age as a woman in our modern world. I didn't love Meg Wolitzer's last book, The Interestings, as much as some people did, but The Female Persuasion has won me back. The fun starts as early as the dedication page. It lists eight female literary mentors, among them Nora Ephron, Mary Gordon, and the author's mother, Hilma Wolitzer. This dedication goes right to the theme of the book, mentorship and influence among women. From there, Wolitzer entertains us with her signature witty phrase-making. Our protagonist, Greer Kadetsky, is starting her freshman year at an undistinguished college in Connecticut. The boys there use a body spray called Stadium, which seemed to be half pine sap, half A1 sauce, and the walls are the disturbing color of hearing aids. Fortunately, after 7 weeks of misery, a famous feminist named Faith Frank comes to speak on campus. Wolitzer has a good time with this character. In the 1970s, we learned, she founded a magazine called Bloomer, a less famous little sister to Ms., and Frank herself has been described as a couple of steps down from Gloria Steinem. Like Steinem, she has a sexy fashion signature, in her case, high suede boots in a variety of colors. Based on a connection made that night after the lecture in the ladies' room, this iconic woman ends up becoming Greer's mentor. But the novel doesn't present a simplistic, idealized view of either mentorship or friendship. Competitiveness, resentment, and moral compromise run side by side with nobler instincts, handled in a way that doesn't make the characters less likable, only more real. The Female Persuasion is the best kind of social novel, a wonderful book about relationships set against a backdrop of principles, movements, and change. Prepare to fall in love with Lida, the wickedly relatable protagonist of Janica Sale's The Girl Who Never Read Noam Chomsky, a book that examines the interior life of a millennial everywoman as she matures over the decades. When we first meet Lida, she's a college student studying writing in Boston, dealing with her annoying friendships with women, her unsatisfying encounters with men, and the loneliness and self-doubt at the heart of it all. This is achieved by juxtaposing exterior descriptions with Lida's inner monologue. At one point, she's in a department store dressing room, miserably trying on bathing suits. She has told the obnoxious sales girl several times that her name is Lida, but the woman insists on calling her Lisa, shouting, "Lisa, how are the sizes working for you?" "Fine. I'll kill you, Karen. I'll kill you right now, so help me God." We follow Lida as she embarks on her first serious relationship, moving across the country for her partner's career. One of the most moving parts of the book is when she becomes a mother, and we can see how she has matured in the way she raises her own child. The depiction of Lida's connection to both her mother and her daughter are filled with a love and warmth rare in contemporary fiction. I did a little research on this writer on the internet and found an old article from her hometown paper that explained that from a very young age she had to stop going to school because of a severe case of chronic fatigue syndrome, but finally, after earning a GED, went to Emerson and Oxford on writing scholarships. This makes her debut at age 34 a very special achievement.
The books are The Female Persuasion by Meg Wolitzer and The Girl Who Never Read Noam Chomsky by Janica Sales. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marion Winnick.